Prophets. Adi is the only one who has added a commandment.
But is he?
Which is,
where did he
love
say?
Love your neighbor like you love yourself. That is a commandment.
But that's,
yeah?
That's
he says it himself. Read his words. He says you must follow the law, follow the commandments, and my commandment.
Wait a minute. Did he just say he added to the law?
Added to the law.
So you're saying love your neighbor is something law that Jesus brought? It wasn't there before.
That's what he brought.
Are you saying it wasn't there before?
I'm not gonna say it wasn't there before in the sense that, you know, that teaching is from the Most High. The Most High has always wanted to
Jesus,
love each other like
Jesus,
we love ourselves.
In fact, Jesus' teaching was this: anyone who takes away from the law, yes, or adds to it, yes, anyone who changes the law, even a jot, will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who said before?
Brother, let me finish.
Who before Jesus said you must love your neighbor before you love yourself?
Listen,
the way you love
like
yourself.
Like I told you, loving your neighbor. If Jesus
who said that before
listen,
Jesus,
if Jesus said love your enemy, even yes.
Who said that before him?
I'm asking you. I'm telling you. When Jesus himself says, anyone who changes the law, even a jot, yes, will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Do you think Jesus would go against his own preaching?
No, but Jesus is the only one of the prophets, other than Moses, who has come with commandment, which is love your neighbor like you love yourself. He says, honor my commandment in his words, not my words.
Jesus said to follow the law of Moses that was
as
given
well
to Moses.
As well as
he didn't have his own laws.
No, he didn't have his own laws. He said, yes, I agree with that. But he also said, follow my commandment, which is love your neighbor like you love yourself.
Let me give you a law.
Commandment.
Let me give you a law. Here's the law. The law is
answering my question, though.
But I'm telling you, look, there
who
are many
said,
things.
No.
Listen.
Who before Jesus said, love your neighbor like you love yourself? Who said that before him?
I don't know. Maybe people might have said.
Nobody.
Thank How do you know? Have you looked
you.
At all the books?
Thank you.
Have you looked at all
no,
the books?
I'm asking you because you said.
No, but you are making a statement.
No.
I said,
no,
I don't
brother,
know.
My brother, you said, this is what you said. I'm going to quote you back and the cameras have got you, yeah?
Yeah.
You said, that was that there before Jesus. And I'm saying no.
Sorry,
Jesus,
what was that before?
I said, nobody before Jesus has said, love your neighbor like you love yourself.
So you're making that as a statement. And have you researched all the books in the world?
All the books in the world?
Yes.
Well, if we're dealing with books about Yahushua, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm saying all the books written by other people before Jesus.
Before Jesus.
So unless you have done the research that no one has said this, then your statement is really not valid.
No one has said this as a commandment.
How do you know that? What
do
you mean as a commandment?
How do I know that?
What do you mean as a commandment?
Find it. Bring us.
Okay, one of the commandments in the book of Moses.
Jesus himself used the word, he specifically used the word commandment. Follow my commandment.
I, as a Muslim, I respect and revere Jesus.
And he said that.
However, Jesus did not eat pork. Why?
Didn't.
Do you know why?
Why? Because it's unclean.
Do you know why he couldn't change that law?
I don't eat pork.
I didn't say you did. I'm saying why he could not change that law.
Because it's the law before he came.
Yeah. You know who actually
it's
changed the law? Paul.
That's right.
Paul said anything you goes in your mouth is clean now.
I've got you. I don't believe that.
But that's in the Bible.
That.
That's the same Bible
that.
Where it says love your neighbor.
Hear what I'm going to say to you. Hear what I'm saying to you.
Sorry?
Hear what I'm saying to you. No, I don't believe in the Trinity. When we're dealing with Bibles, yeah, what we need to do is, yeah, we need to deal with the real laws, the real Bible, yeah?
Yeah, but
which is
the real
Old Testament? Which is really the Old Testament.
So you're saying the New Testament...
also in your book.
So wait, you're saying the New Testament is not the real book?
Not all of it. And loads of bits have been removed.
So who decides what is right in the New Testament and what is not?
Who decides? I don't know whoever's writing these things.
And how do you know the Old Testament is the true one?
How do I know it's the true one? Because it's the law of Moses, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they told you.
It's the real history.
That's what they told you.
All right, where does it come from?
I'll tell you what.
Where does it come from?
Yeah.
It comes from the Greek Septuagint, which is taken from the scribes who they took out of Egypt, what we now today call Egypt. But we know that that landmass was not called Egypt.
What is the earliest?
Kemet. Now, what we need to do is we need to understand Egypt is happening right now. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Are you having a dialogue or preaching? Because it looks like you're always focusing on the cameras.
I'm focusing on the camera because they're filming.
Because
so
you know when I'm talking to you, listen,
right,
nobody
right.
The cameras can do their work without you focusing on the camera. Okay? That's automatic.
That's cool.
Now,
that's cool.
Listen to me. What is the extant manuscript of the New Old Testament that you know exists?
Pardon? What is the extent?
Extant
of my
manuscript. Extant means...
The extant. Talk
yeah.
to me. Talk to me. You explain it.
Yeah. Extant means what is available to you for you to examine and observe today, that happens to be the earliest Old Testament manuscript.
Okay.
Do you know how old that is?
How old is it? You tell me. I want you to tell
it's
me.
More than 1,000 years after Moses.
Okay.
Now, if you have a gap of 1,000 years after Moses, how do you know whether it's been changed over that 1,000 years or not.
I'd imagine that men have obscured the books.
I'm talking about the Old Testament. The one that you said is a real book.
I believe that all books have become obscured. So I don't deal with books like that.
But how will
what
you...
You just mentioned the Old Testament, that's a book. This is what I do. If we're going to deal with the Old Testament, we have to go back into our Septuagint. Then we need to find
out.
Let me finish.
The earliest, thousand years after Moses.
We have to deal with our Septuagint. Then we have to go back and find out, where did they get the Septuagint from? Where were those scholars taken from? They were taken out of Kemet. What were they learning from?
So where's the Kemet books?
We can find the commandments on the walls.
Which walls?
Egypt.
Of Moses?
We can find the commandments.
Can you find the name Moses on any wall in Egypt?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Does it mean it doesn't exist?
We can find Tutmosis.
Does it mean Moses doesn't exist?
We can find Tutmosis, but we can't find Moses.
But your whole purpose of saying that the Torah... Or the teaching that was
I don't deal with all of this Torah business. I don't deal with Bibles.
What do you mean by Old Testament then?
Let me show you something.
Bro, you mentioned the Old Testament is the only true book earlier.
This is what I mean by Old Testament. Now you're making a complete U-turn. No, I'm not making a U-turn. What I mean by Old Testament is the Ten Commandments. I only deal with the commandments.
Okay, so it's only the Ten Commandments.
As long as you follow the commandments and as long as you follow Yahweh Shai's commandment, you can be saved.
Okay, so you're basically saying the Ten Commandments which are in the Old Testament.
That's right.
Where is that preserved? Where is the earliest copy of that?
Egypt.
On where? You find it on a pyramid or something?
It's on the walls.
Which walls? Show me the walls where the Ten...
It's the commandments of Mayat.
Yeah, but the Mayat is not the Ten Commandments. You know that
there's
and I know that.
So there's more than ten.
So let's be fair.
So there's more
the
than
commandments
ten.
Of Mayat are not the Ten Commandments of the Old Testament.
But the Ten Commandments
Now hold on. Let's be fair now.
The Ten Commandments are in Mayat.
The Ten Commandments, for example, do not covet your neighbor's wife.
That's in Mayat.
Okay? Let's look it up. Show me where it says that.
I'm leaving that to you to look up.
No, you're the one making the claim.
No, I'm going to leave it
to you. The onus is on you.
Anyone who's watching at home, take your time, go and look at them.
So you want everyone else to do the research for you.
Look at the commandments of Maya and see if you can refute what I'm saying. Listen, I'm not here to change your faith. If you're Muslim, stay Muslim. You know, as long as you've got love in your heart, you believe in the Most High, and you believe in Yahweh.
You're going in the preaching mode again.
His commandments. You can be saved. Okay. If you're Christian.
So now we know we are not dealing with the Ten Commandments of Moses.
You can be saved. As long as you believe in God's law and you follow his commandments and you follow Jesus' commandment, Yahweh Shai's commandment.
But you just said those books are irrelevant.
We're done.
The Jesus' commandments and Moses' commandments is not Maya's commandments.
Do you know why I say the books are irrelevant? Because it's about what's in your heart. And at the end of the day...
But that's subjective.
This is what people do.
You're doing it again.
They gather information, they start regurgitating, and they become vain. This is not a vanity fair. Find love in your own heart. Find love for the Most High for yourself. Don't do it for him. Don't do it for me. Yeah? I'm done. I ain't really got much more to say, so I'm going to leave you people with that. As soon as you started...
I said you don't need to be a religious person to love your neighbor. Did I not say that? So I wasn't doing it for myself. I wasn't doing it for you. I wasn't even doing it for the atheist or the agnostic who love the neighbor.
Wait a minute.
You're the one who mentioned the Old Testament. And then you made a complete U-turn. You went to Mayat's Testament.
What's that got to do with it?
Wait a minute. What does Old Testament mean?
It doesn't matter.
Now it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Before it was the most important book to you. Now it doesn't matter.
No vanity.
It's not about vanity. It's about your statements.
Vanity.
You completely made a U-turn.
I want everyone to hear me clearly. Let's forget about books for a second.
So where do you get information from?
I'm saying forget about the books for a second is because I'm just trying to give you guys a message, yeah? Love your neighbor like you love yourself, yeah? Follow God's law. Forget about the laws of men. Follow God's law. Doesn't matter where I got it from. I can get it from a Bible. I can get it from a Quran. I can get it from Maya. I can get wherever you got it from. As long as you got love in your heart and your heart can weigh on the scales and balance out, you're cool.
So you're saying, listen.
I'm not here to take no one's belief.
Let's analyze that. You said to follow God's law.
That's right.
According to Christians, the only way they will be saved is by the human sacrifice of Jesus. Do you believe that?
They can believe it.
I'm asking you. You said they can follow.
I'm not a Christian.
Do you believe that is right?
I'm not a Christian.
Do you believe human sacrifice is right?
No, I'm not a Christian.
Good. So don't say follow whatever you want. You're not God.
No, this is what I'm going to say.
You said follow everything. You're not God.
And judgment will come from God.
Yes.
Judgment will come from the Most High. So if you're following the wrong thing, when you face your judgment, don't feel hard done by.
Very good point.
Don't feel hard done by the wrong thing.
Now, sir, what's your name?
Shifa.
Okay. Shifa, how would you know you're following the right God?
Huh? How would you know?
Yeah.
How many gods?
Yeah, there are lots of gods, you're right.
Oh, I'll be honest. Maybe you're not going to know. Maybe, to an extent, maybe God doesn't want everyone following him.
No, but do you think God is fair? Would God give you a chance to be saved in this world?
I can't speak for God.
Well, God has told us in the Quran that he has sent warners and reminders to all nations, which means all nations have an opportunity for salvation. Now, if you, Shifa, follow a particular god, and let's say the Hindus follow a different god, okay, and the Christians follow a different god, and the Muslims follow God as well, yes?
As far as I know, the Christian god and the Muslim god are the same god, which is the Most High, Yahweh.
Yeah, you're right, because at the end of the day, we follow one god. They claim to follow one god. The Jews claim to follow one God, and that's why these are called Abrahamic faiths.
I don't believe in this Abrahamic business.
No, hear me out, The reason they're called Abrahamic faiths is because all three of them, they consider Abraham...
Abraham the child of Adam.
Bro, please. All of them consider Abraham to be the patriarch. Yes?
Right.
The reason is because he was the one who recognized the one true God, and he was the one who was given this message from one true God to tell the people to follow the same route to salvation.
Did Noah recognize the one true God?
Say again?
Did Noah recognize the one
true
God? Yes,
of course he did.
Did Adam recognize the
one
true God?
Yes, he did, yes.
That's why I don't deal with Abrahamic.
The reason Noah...
There's no vanity here.
Hold on.
No vanity.
Noah also recognized one God. Adam recognized one God.
That's correct.
That's why in Islam we say a Muslim is someone who submits to one God. You see the beauty of the name Muslim? Muslim doesn't mean that Adam wasn't a Muslim or Noah wasn't a Muslim. They are all, as far as we are concerned, they're all Muslims. Because Muslim means submission to the one true God. So if you submit to one true God, then you are a Muslim. Whether you want to use that label for yourself or not, that's a different matter.
Well, I believe in Islam, but I'm not going to call myself a Muslim. I'm an Israelite. But I can believe, yeah. I can believe.
So that's what I'm saying.
I can
so
believe in
anyone,
Islam.
Like
it's
I said, like I was saying earlier, how would you know the one true God?
How
for example,
you know?
If somebody comes to you...
How will you know?
I'm coming to that. If somebody comes to you and they say that, I know the true God. Now, what criteria would you use to identify that one true God? Because earlier you said that, I don't care what you follow, what God you believe in. Okay, as long as you believe God and you believe this, then you are doing a good thing. Now, this is a general statement that people make. And
well, that's not exactly what I said, but
well,
you can go back and rewind.
I paraphrase it. If I made a mistake, you're more than welcome to correct me.
I said quite a bit more than that, but they can go back and rewind.
But what I'm saying is that this is not the message that was preached by the prophets. If you start believing that God has a son, that God, the only way for salvation is to die by his son on the cross.
Make no graven images. Let me make sure everyone knows this. I don't do with no dirty crosses. Yeah? I don't believe in killing of the prophets, you know, for salvation, you know, because the commandment says thou shalt not kill. So how can we be saved by murder? Makes no sense in my personal opinion. But for other people who have different faiths and different beliefs, I'm not here to change your faith. Believe what you want to believe. Now, on the day of revelation, when it comes,
day of resurrection,
the day of resurrection, if you want to call it that, when that day comes, you will have to face your judgment. Don't be angry if you was believing in the wrong thing and you end up in the wrong place. Because you've made your choice. And you've been given multiple choices. You've been given a multitude of information. Yeah? Now, like I said, if your heart weighs properly on the scales, you will be saved.
But
if
how?
You love your neighbor,
you need to tell them how.
Something.
You need to tell if them how will you be saved.
If you love your neighbor,
is that it?
Like you love yourself, you will be saved. If you follow the Most High's commandments. As well as...
And where are these commandments written?
Like you love yourself, you will be saved. These commandments are not only written in the Quran, they're also written in the Bible, they're also written in the Torah, they're also written in Egypt.
But for you, those books are not important, you said earlier.
Listen, the book's not important. What's important is the message.
But the commandments are written in the book. And you're saying the book is not important?
The book's not important, the message is important.
But how will you get the message without the book?
You could get the message without the book because my dad could have taught me the message.
Yeah, but your dad, where did your dad get it from?
Doesn't matter, he could teach me the message without me reading the book though.
No, hold on. When your dad gives you the message,
yeah,
then obviously you need to verify that, right?
That's right.
I could go to Egypt. How can you verify that?
I could go to Egypt, learn ancient Egyptian and read the wall and learn the commandments and still know the commandments.
Have you done that?
I don't need to because I know them already.
So you know them already?
I know them already.
From your dad?
proved, not just from my dad.
From whom?
Through research. I've read books.
Okay, so can you read ancient Egyptian?
I can't read ancient Egyptian, but
I can do verify.
I know people who can decipher it.
Okay,
so you're going based. I can hear the deciphering.
You can go based on testimony. That's no problem.
That's right. Okay. But you're going based on testimony as well.
I don't have anything. Sorry, I have no objection to testimony. I never said that. That's why I said you're going based on testimony.
But when you say
the commandments, yes. For example, if the commandments are to worship one true God. You believe in one true God, right?
That's right.
Right. And do you believe that one true God sent messengers through his prophets?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now you believe...
That's right. I believe that.
Okay. So these messages that the prophets gave to people, where are they?
Where are they?
Yeah.
Well, I'd imagine they're in books, you know. They're written on walls, like I said. They're written in many places.
So books
they're
are important.
Manuscripts.
Messages on walls internet. Are important.
They're on the internet.
Is that true?
There's many
So now we know that the messages are in books. And written on walls.
Okay.
And these are both important, right?
To an extent, yeah, to an extent.
Getting,
you have to get a message
progress,
from somewhere. You have to get the message from somewhere.
We're making progress.
No, but I said the book is not important for a reason. So go back, rewind your video,
yeah.
And listen to the reason why I said the book is not important.
I'm not gonna
repeat myself. I don't believe in this regurgitation.
Well, it's your own statement, you're not regurgitating.
At the end of the day, everyone somebody else. Believe what you wanna believe. Make your own decision. I'm not here to make your decision for you. If my brother wants to influence you and he wants to change your way of thinking, I'm going to leave that to him. I'm not here to change no one. Blessings.
Okay.
Yahweh blessings to everyone. I hope everyone has a brilliant evening.
So this name.
I've already found it.
Bro, wait a minute.
Everyone has
so this name, this name Yahweh that you just mentioned,
yeah.
Is that on the walls in Egypt?
It's not on the walls in Egypt.
Where is it then, brother?
Where is it? It's in many other places.
Give me one name where it is.
It's on... Well,
which book? Which
well,
message? Where?
We can go back to ancient America and we can find Yahweh.
Where?
Where can we find it?
Where?
In the temples.
Which temple? Which in temple in America will you find Yahweh?
In which temple?
Yeah.
In most of the temples.
You said you have read a lot.
In
so
most of them.
I would like to learn from you. Where?
I'll
give me one name of a temple.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not here to do that.
Okay.
I'm not here to
so
do
basically
that.
The name Yahweh...
I'm not here to do
is
that.
...is in a temple in America... And you know it for certain, yeah?
Listen, I'm not here to do this with you. What I'm here to do with you is,
okay.
If you want information, my people, there's an internet out there. There are many sources of information. If you want to refute something this brother's got to say,
it's not refuting, he's just asking you to verify things. You know,
I'm not here to refute anything he's got to say.
Is that thing to do with
refutation?
To do with
work
verification.
He's preaching one God. That's enough for me.
Alhamdulillah.
My brother.
That is very important for us and for everyone. Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
I enjoyed this.
No
I enjoyed
problem.
It.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
yes.
Have a blessed day. I'm
yes.
Done.
I was hoping you wouldn't stop Christina from speaking because I would like to get her point of view as well.
Hopefully Christina will come back.
Will she? Okay, inshallah. No problem. So, alhamdulillah, I mean basically what the reason I was asking this brother here to verify the name of God, because the name of God is very important. And it's certainly not in the commandments of Mayat, like he said, from the Kemets. So the Kemets, if they believe in Yahweh, we want to know where you get the name Yahweh from. Because if it's not in the commandments on some wall in Egypt, then where is it from? The brother said the Old Testament is not important. Books are not important. And then I asked him, do you believe in prophets being sent to the nations? He goes, yes. The prophets obviously send messages. Allah says in the Quran that he has sent messengers and warners to every nation. And these messengers, they came with a warning of what? Warning that you will be accountable for the deeds, for everything that you do in this world. For example, if you murder someone, if you steal from someone, if you basically are being unjust to someone, oppressing someone, you will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. You cannot just be an oppressor and you think that you're the most powerful, I don't know, drug lord or some dictator or whatever it is, and you think you got away in this world. But be warned that on the Day of Judgment, Allah deals with everyone in a just manner. Be it the most poor person in this world or the most insignificant person in your eyes in this world, that person will get justice on the Day of Judgment. And we say to follow the message, which is the true message of God. Now, how do you know the true message of God? Obviously, by reading the message that was passed on from God to the prophets, to the people around at that time, during the time of the prophet. So if it was during the time of Moses, then the authority would be that of Moses to impart the message of God Almighty. And if you disobey that message, then surely you will be ending up like the way Pharaoh did. Pharaoh was given a clear warning through the messenger of God, who was Moses. And Moses showed him with warnings, with signs from Allah. Yes? And he basically rejected all those signs and warnings. And he said, I am God. Yes? And at the end of the day, he knew in his heart of hearts that he's not God. There is somebody higher than him. And the day when he drowned with his army, he realized that what he had done was all in vain, and all that boasting of his came to an end. And that is the plight of people sometimes in this world. Allah shows them, God Almighty shows them, that this is how you will face the judgment of God Almighty in this world. But if you get away from the judgment in this world, then the hereafter is definitely something that you will never get away from. And that is the reason we say that, yes, it is very important that in this world we have justice. We have justice system, whether you live in a first world country or you live somewhere in an Amazon forest. They might have a much more a different system, but they still have some sort of justice. So no one can just go around, kill someone, and they think that they can get away with murder or with stealing or with some other atrocities. Everywhere there has to be a system for us to live in a society in a civilized way. Otherwise, there'll be chaos, there'll be anarchy. So people will be basically taking the rights of other people. They'll be abusing men, women, children, doesn't matter who it is. And there'll be no one for them to account for. No one will be accounting for them. And what that creates is a system that, because there is no accountability, they think they can do things with impunity. That they can go about killing, they can go about abusing, and with all the atrocities that they've been committing all this time. And that is what happened in the past, and even today you see around in the world that people have been causing chaos because there is injustice. So before love, he said a lot of things about love, which I don't disagree with. There has to be love, of course. But what is the point of saying I love you when there is injustice in that same system? It is just lip service, basically. It is just somebody saying I love you without any meaning to it. If there is injustice, there is oppression, and there is abuse, then people should be brought to account. And unless that is done, the meaning of saying I love you is meaningless. So inshallah, what we want to impart as a message from Muslims is that in order for you to obey God, you need to follow the messenger who came with a message to you, and this messenger is a representative of God Almighty. So God doesn't just send anyone, any person who is someone who is like, I don't know, sleeping around or maybe oppressing someone, abusing someone, or creating mischief or being unrighteous. Those are not the kind of people that you will elect as your employee if you were an employer. How do you expect God Almighty to select as someone who is a role model to everyone? So alhamdulillah, all the prophets, for us as Muslims, we don't believe Lot slept with his daughters like it says in the Bible. We do not say that there were people who would be like Moses, killing women and children, left, right and center. This is not something that Allah orders them, yes, to kill someone who is completely innocent like an infant, like it says in Numbers 31, to kill everyone except those girls who have not slept with a man. That means save all the virgins and kill everyone else, whether they're men, women, children who are boys, but the girls you save. So this injustice we do not see in the Quran, alhamdulillah. And that's why we say that the true message and the true justice and the true love after that. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at his life, there were many instances where he could have taken revenge. You know, many people say that the time of Mecca was a peaceful time, and when he went to Medina, that was the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to basically have these atrocities, which is a complete lie. Because if you look at the history of Islam, the greatest victory during the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the victory of Mecca, when he conquered Mecca. This is when he came from Medina with 10,000 men. Yes, he could have annihilated all those people who oppressed him, all those people who oppressed his companions, those who killed his companions and oppressed them and drove them away from their houses. Yes, until they were exiled, until they were boycotted to such an extent that they couldn't eat food. They had to eat leaves. They came to that condition where, in order to survive, they had to eat leaves of the trees. So this is the atrocities that were committed against them in Mecca by their own people, the Quraysh. When the Prophet came with an army, he could have annihilated them all. No. What did he do instead? He forgave them. And he, without bloodshed, conquered Makkah. And this is the mercy of the man who is known as Rahmatul Alameen, the mercy to mankind. So those people who say the Prophet committed atrocities in his Medinian period, they're utterly and completely wrong. So anyway, like I said, the love and mercy is shown by the Prophet ﷺ and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, because there are many people who live for 70, 80 years, yes, yet they might be committing atrocities all their life, but still they are breathing, they're eating food, they have sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this shows that the mercy of Allah is even for those people who go against him. Yes, people like Pharaoh, who used to have a lot of material wealth, where did they get that from? Yes, it was the mercy of Allah by which they could have got that. Because if Allah wanted, they could have got nothing, because they are being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Allah gives you certain freedom, yes, certain, certain leeway in this world, but when he grabs you by his justice, that is when you realize that all those boasting of yours has now come to an end, and now you have to face the truth, which is basically the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And I hope that inshallah all of you follow the truth, and the only way you can do is educate yourself. Try to go out there, try to find the truth about Islam, not from non-Muslims. Try to find the truth from the Islamic sources, from the true sources. And inshallah, you'll find that there is justice, there is hope, and there is salvation for everyone who seeks it. All you have to do is acknowledge it yourself first, rather than being in denial. And inshallah ta'ala, you'll find it. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Vegard, and I'm a Norwegian Muslim convert. I cannot express how grateful I am for Allah to have guided me to Islam. In my country, there are no Islamic schools or Dawah centers that fully operate in my language. A lot of the Islamic programs here are in Urdu, Arabic and Somali, and I don't understand these languages. We new Muslims need a place where we really can learn Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah guided me to the Dawah organization IslamNet, who helped me stay firm in my religion. We are now raising funds to establish a Norwegian masjid and Dawah center that will educate our people about Islam in the Norwegian language. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever builds a masjid for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah." If you take part in this project, you will inshallah be rewarded for all the new Muslims who learn about Islam, and all of the Muslims who learn to give Dawah, and every single person who accepts Islam through this center. This will inshallah be an endless ongoing charity for you. And let's not forget, Allah will inshallah build for you a palace in Jannah. As a Norwegian Muslim, Norway is my country, and Dawah to these people is my responsibility, and you are my family. Please donate for the sake of Allah and build for yourself a house in Jannah. And whatever you give, Allah will give you more in return. And please click on the share button so you can get the reward of everyone who follows you in donating for this masjid. May Allah reward you.